Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the Philippines, we have Mary Erica Bolaños. Mary Erica is a lay preacher who teaches at the Institute of Preaching in Manila. Her preaching today is entitled, The Attitude of Gratitude.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord. In the Gospel reading, Jesus is in the region between Samaria and Galilee. This is relevant as Jesus is about to cross a social boundary again by his association with lepers and with a Samaritan. We may have been familiar that Samaritans and Jews stayed apart and avoided one another. These 10 lepers call from a distance for healing. Jesus healed all of them without discrimination. The point of the story, however, is not in the healing, but in the gratitude of the one who returned, the Samaritan, the stranger, the doubly outcast. Note that the Samaritan is already an outcast, doubly because he is a leper. But despite experiencing a wonderful healing event in their lives, 9 of the 10 lepers did not discover a new relationship to God. Only the Samaritan leper did. The gospel today reminds us how we should live our life, a life that should be filled with gratitude. When we are grateful, we have little room for complaining. Sad to say, there are those who has a sense of entitlement in their life. Such element or sense of entitlement robs them of gratitude. And when that happens, the person will miss the spiritual gifts that is given through grace. Brothers and sisters, gratitude is very essential in our lives as Christians. Actually, it is the appropriate response to God, our Creator, our Lord, and our Savior, who in His goodness redeems and sustains us. And conversely, ingratitude or lack of gratitude is at the heart of sin, associated with those who are in rebellion against God. A Christian should always be grateful. Actually, at the heart of our being Christian is the Eucharist, which in essence means thanksgiving. When we are filled with thanksgiving, we become aware of ourselves, of those around us, and of all our blessings. gratitude is a beacon that guides us within to the place where all truth and love originates. My brothers and sisters, today, think of 10 things you are grateful about. And if you are having difficulty, perhaps it's about time to seek for God's grace of humility and mercy.